Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. And now, here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson, and joining me in studio today is Mr. Mike Wilkie, who is not only the president, but the founder of Garden of the Gods Homes, a very special custom home building operation, not your average group, not your average guy. Mike, welcome to the Business Connection studio, and tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I've been in Colorado Springs now since 2006. I started the business here. I actually kind of late in my career when I didn't think I would start another business, but circumstances seemed to lead to that. And my two sons work with me, and I really enjoy what I do. So I'm not looking forward to retirement, although my wife is, but I'll probably work as long as I'm able to because I enjoy doing what we do.
Now, how did you come up in the home building business? You started as a young guy on a construction site someplace hauling stuff around for the crusty old carpenters, or did you do it a different way?
That's close. I got out of high school, and my dad, who was a framing contractor, bought me a nail apron, a hammer, a tape, and a square, and he said, "That's the last tools I'm buying you. You're going to buy the rest." And he dropped me off on a job site with my dog, and there was a trailer there we could sleep in. And that was my first summer. So, and if that didn't discourage me, I guess I was in for good at that point.
That's kind of baptism by fire, and I really respect that. I came up in a family with very hands-on dad, so I was always out in the garage when I was a little kid, and he always had a handsaw in my hand or something that I could be cutting up wood or measuring things, something like that. And that's when it got in my blood. And mm-hmm. You don't lose this. It does not go out of your blood. And I've shared with our audience many times that I'm an old building and remodeling contractor. I know how hard you work, and I respect that very, very much. Mm-hmm. But, you know, just sort of tongue-in-cheek for a minute, you and I were comparing war wounds, and I lost.
Yeah. And I don't know whether I won. But I did learn something from all that, yeah.
Well, when you're working around power tools for years and years and years, you're likely to cut something, break something, cut something off. I used to say that I would get stitches every 6 months, whether I needed them or not.
Somewhere.
Somewhere you were going to get stitches. You, on the other hand, have broken things, and you have cut a couple things off, but you look very healthy, very happy, and like you are thriving in your work despite all of that. But I think that's what makes you, that's what makes you the guy you are.
Yeah, I think one thing about being injured that many times, we learned that OSHA really did have a reason for being here, because it used to be carpenters just climbed up three stories, and if you could walk top plate without falling off, then you were qualified. And that's the way we found out, was we just put you up there. And I think the industry has done a better job of protecting people than it did, that's for sure. But I did learn that I'm indestructible.
Given what you've told me, I would say that you are inconstructible. I also told you that I'm never going to complain about my stuff again. So, let's talk about Garden of the Gods Homes. It really is a special organization. It has a lot to do with this background of yours and your love of doing this kind of work, but it's not easy. So, first of all, I was a building and remodeling contractor, not a home builder. So let's talk about the difference between a Ted and a Mike.
Well, I'm not sure there is a lot of difference. We do both. So we do remodeling, and we do some historical restoration work, and we do new home, custom homes, semi-custom. But the important thing, I think, is to understand what your customer needs. So if someone comes to you and they say, "We're ready to build our last home," and that's who we build for, is those people that have spent 30 years thinking about just how that perfect home would be, and then they go to a typical builder and what they get is a dialogue. No, they get reset. And what they get is a monologue. So the builder tells them what the process is going to be. The builder tells them which materials they're going to use. The builder tells them how the house will be built. But we listen because we think that should be a dialogue. And we cannot possibly understand your home if we haven't spent time with you.
And that can be a lot of time, and there can be a lot of options. I think it's pretty typical to say that there's probably more than 100,000 different finishes and materials and color combinations and things like that, that can go into this. So getting to know that client of yours as intimately and personally as you possibly can is the thing that helps you begin to narrow all of that down and build the thing that they have been envisioning in their mm-hmm. minds for 30 years. It's got to be extremely rewarding to show those people through the door for the first time and them seeing their vision realized after all that time.
Yeah, I think that's true. And my sons both feel the same way. I think that's their favorite part of building the home is that last touching up, the last little thing in the house and knowing that it just looks absolutely as best as it possibly can. And then delivering it to somebody and seeing that as that home becomes theirs. And one thing that I enjoy is we had one design that I worked on and we met, and I always meet them in their house where they live now first. And I just go listen to them and they'll get out a bottle of wine or a pot of coffee and they tell you things in their home that they don't know to tell you in the office or in the sales center. They just talk and then you learn that maybe they spend their evenings talking in the kitchen at the island, or they have a favorite place they sit while he plays the guitar and she reads. You don't find those things out in your office. You have to spend a little time with them. And then, so we had a client that I did that with, and then we did the first schematic set of their plans, and they were just amazed that I had, oh, you have a place for our piano. Oh, and there's where the clock goes. And so we try to understand not just the person, but their who they are and what they've accumulated and what they need space for, and maybe what they don't need space for, because maybe they don't want grandma's old hutch, and maybe they don't want it to fit. But I think it's you have to listen, and if you don't listen, you don't know.
Mike, you are beaming right now, so I can kind of tell the culture of your operation already, and I can see why you have the client base that you do. You do discuss being a custom home builder in terms of challenges, though.
I think I try to do much to my son's consternation. I try to do something new in every house. I try to push the envelope a little bit and do something creative. And I also try to put the tools on at some point during the process and do something that my trades are having trouble understanding or having trouble doing. And it keeps me connected to what I really do, which is build.
Yeah. And as I say, you get this stuff in your hands. You mm-hmm. get it in your DNA. It never goes away. You've got to be building something or seeing
yes.
it progress. And your clients are with you every step along the way so that you're getting that feedback and input from them mm-hmm. in real time as you go. You have kind of a take, too, on the state of the housing industry and the real estate industry in Colorado Springs. How does that affect the work that you do?
Well, I think that one thing in the building industry is this rush to follow a trend so that you worry that the other builder's doing something, then you have to do it too. And I think that we have always tried to shy away from that and stay with more classic design or if the customer wants Tudor and no one would ever build Tudor in the 2000s, but if that's what they want and that's what maybe they grew up with that, maybe that was their first home or grandma's home, or I mean, we should recreate what they have an emotional connection to.
Oh wow. I can't tell you how much I respect that coming from you. I worked with a lot of clients myself. I can relate in my own much smaller scale way. But I was privileged to be able to work with men like you back in those days, and I learned an awful lot. Again, I can see why Garden of the Gods Homes is thriving. If you want to get a look at what Mike does, then hop on over to goghomes.com. That's goghomes.com. KRDOBusinessConnection.com. That's it for this edition of the KRDO Business Connection. I'm your host, Ted Robertson. The Business Connection is a production of KRDO News Radio. We are Sunday mornings at 7 right here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, now with more ways to listen at 92.5 FM and on demand 24/7 by podcast. Go to KRDO.com. Click on the radio tab and select podcast.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection with Ted Robertson, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.